Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so the Chicago story, the Empire story, gets deeper and deeper for this Jussie
Smollett, yes.
Every day.
Yeah.
And then let's play it, and I want to talk to a really good lawyer about why do people lie.
When police raided the home of brothers Ola and Abel Osundairo last week, one of the items seized was a magazine. That's notable because the week before Jussie Smollett says he was beaten by two masked, race-baiting homophobes who yelled, "This is MAGA country,"
we won't just stand here and
the Empire star received a threatening letter at the Chicago studios where his show is filmed. The words appeared to be spelled out with letters clipped from a magazine. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
So the question I ask as a prosecutor is, what was the motive of the brothers to do any of this? Why would they do this?
Multiple sources tell CBS Chicago station WBBM Smollett was upset the letter didn't get a bigger reaction and decided to orchestrate the attack. CBS News has learned the Osundairo brothers have now admitted to police Smollett hired them to stage the assault. Investigators have requested a follow-up interview with Smollett, who has repeatedly denied faking the attack.
I'm pissed off. How do you not believe that? It's the truth.
Smollett's lawyers say he knows the brothers, one of whom was his personal trainer. In a video posted on Facebook last month, Abel Osundairo, a bodybuilder, practiced posing to one of Smollett's songs. Ola Osundairo appeared in the second season of Empire. The men told WBBM, "We are not racist, we are not homophobic, and we are not anti-Trump. We were born and raised in Chicago and are American citizens."
Here you have, he said, they said. So I'm sure the Chicago police are looking for any type of corroborating evidence.
It's amazing stuff.
It's so sad, you know, I think.
I'm disgusted.
It's so disheartening.
He messed around so many people, created so
how
much
time,
racial anger.
How much money wasted, how many people jumped on the bandwagon.
15 cops at one time.
I mean.
15 cops. He should have to pay every nickel or
yes.
go to prison. I wanted to bring one of the best lawyers I know into the conversation, David Schrager. Hey, David, how are you?
Thank you, Marty. I'm doing well.
Wendy, this has been riding on us.
We've been saying for the last couple weeks, David, that there's just too much about this that was wrong. So how as an attorney, and you've represented the gamut in your career here
right.
in Pittsburgh, do you have a good feeling when you have a client who's staring at your face and lying to you? Can you tell? I mean, sometimes?
Sometimes, you know, I listen, like I think a lot of people, to my instincts. And when something's not adding up, there's something telling you in the back of your
right.
head, well, this isn't adding up. Mm. That being said, I don't ever go, okay, I know this person is lying or telling the truth, because I've been wrong. I'm a person, okay? I disbelieve people and they were telling the truth and vice versa. So I go by the facts, and I don't go by, oh, it might be this or it might be that. That's not my job. My job is to look at the facts and analyze the case based on the facts.
But, David, when they look you in the eye and they lie, do you call them out?
Well, I tell them that if something is straining my credibility, then it probably would strain the credibility of a judge or jury.
Right.
So, you know, but my job is different. My job is to analyze the case and attack the prosecution's case. I'm a
right.
defense lawyer.
Right.
So, but if they're telling me something that isn't adding up, I'm going to tell them that because it's my job to be straight with them.
Right. This actor's attorneys are doubling down basically on him, and he's tripled down. So he's painted himself into a place where I'm not so sure he can get out of. What kind of advice do you give a client like that?
Well, you know, when you've painted yourself into a corner, that's a tough position to be in. But what I really want people to take away from this is people want to make a rush to judgment. I was upset when I heard about the allegations, and I was physically repulsed that someone would do something like
right.
that and harm someone like that
well,
and
sure.
talk to someone like that. But at the same time, this shows you there's two sides to every story, and we have to not go by our physical reaction or our emotional reaction. We have to use our brains and use logic and reason and analyze the facts.
And social media, yes, social media kind of eliminates all of that from the equation.
It really does. I was thinking about that today and the role social media plays and how we get a little snippet of something.
Right.
And it's designed to get a reaction from us by definition, right? Because we have to get this little thing and I have to be able to react to it. So I'm interested and I click on it. And it's causing people to, it's causing them to short circuit their logic. And we have to use our brains. Our hearts are really, really important. But we have to use our brains when making decisions about people, about
True.
Life and death decisions.
What's
it,
what
Imagine
could...
if two people would have been accused.
Right, exactly. Right, and what if? What do you think is going to happen to this actor?
You know, I've heard a lot of people calling for jail, and you know, maybe he's got some psychological problems. Maybe he did this just out of pure greed, or maybe he, you know, the facts aren't completely in play yet. I haven't made up my mind. I know something's not adding up.
He'll get probation, David.
All the facts
He'll get
I
probation, man.
Up.
Yeah,
he'll get probation.
I mean, you know, if he accused two people. And there were two individuals, I'd be more inclined to go a little harsher, but probably probation. He probably needs a mental health evaluation if he made this up, because he really did a great disservice to the people that are legitimately harmed.
Yes,
and
amen.
And away from the people who have a real problem.
Right. And further divides a country that's already on the edge, you know.
That's the real shame of it is I really love when we come together as a country, when people come together and things that divide us, it doesn't help this country at all. And it's, you know, feeding this division. And, you know, it saddens me that somebody would abuse our legal system like that. But it does happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.